Good morning once again. Welcome to the Open Door Baptist Church, the men's prayer breakfast. As always, this devotion is dedicated to the memory of our friend, our loyal supporter, and the great man of God, William P. Davis. Today is September the 13th. This is the 256th day of 2011. 109 to go. So, use them wisely, so to speak. Today's devotion is in the book of Jeremiah, Jeremiah 33, actually. That's where we're going to be. I'll give you a little bit about Jeremiah. We'll kind of lead up to that. As we all know, Jeremiah was a young priest, a young prophet when he began his prophecy. He was sometimes called the weeping prophet. He was probably the most persecuted, one of the most persecuted characters in the Old Testament. See, he was cursed. He was beaten. He was thrown in prison. And the thing about it is, by his own people that treated him so nicely. There, his own people, the one that treated him like that. A couple of examples here in Jeremiah 15:10 said, "Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and contention. To the whole earth I have never lent on usury, or men have lent to me on usury." Usury is with interest, paying, loaning money to, and with interest to make a little bit on the deal there. "Yet every one of them doth curse me," he says. In chapter 20, it says, "Then Pashur smote Jeremiah," means, of course, that he hit him, "smote Jeremiah the prophet and put him in stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord." Chapter 32:2 says, "For then the king of Babylon's army besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison." He spent a lot of time in jail, didn't he? Chapter 37, "Therefore the princes were wroth with Jeremiah, and smote him, and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe." So he spent his time in the lockup, didn't he? But in spite of all this, he kept on working, kept on laboring on behalf of God's people, and he was a prophet during the reign of five different kings. King Josiah, Jochez, Jehoiakim, forgive me for these mispronunciations of these words, Jehoiachin, and Zedekiah. He was certainly totally committed to his God and to his holiness. Now, you needn't turn here. I'll just read you here. In the beginning, begin at the beginning. This is Jeremiah's call and his commission. "The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Ananoth, that's the city, it's in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in those days of Josiah, the son of Ammon, the king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. The word of the Lord," verse 4, "came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in thy belly, I knew thee. I had plans for you, for you were already born. Therefore thou came forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations." I appointed you a prophet unto the nations. Verse 6, "Then I said," then Jeremiah speaking here said, "Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child." That was my excuse, actually, one day when trying to get this ministry started. And that was one of my excuses. And then I was referred to Exodus chapter 4, verse 10. It says, Moses says to the Lord, "Oh my God, I am not eloquent neither heretofore nor since, hast thou spoken unto thy servant. I am slow of speech and of slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, Who hath made man's mouth, or who hath made the dumb or the deaf or the seeing or the blind? Have I not the Lord? The Lord tell him, Who do you think made you like that? We all forget that part, don't we? Especially when we're coming up with our excuses. Now, therefore, go, and I will be thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. So, there's an answer to your excuses of why you can't do what the Lord tells you to, I guess. Chapter 6, verse 12 says, Moses spake before the Lord, saying, Behold, the children of Israel have not hearkened to me. How then shall Pharaoh hear me, who am a man of uncircumcised lips? Said, I'm not a powerful speaker at all. One more here, Isaiah. Six, verse five. Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Pardon me. Verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, after all my excuses here, Jeremiah saying, Say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. That sounds kind of familiar from last week, don't it? We were studying in Ezekiel. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. You don't have no excuses now, what he's doing. See, I have set thee in charge, so to speak, over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw out and to build and to plant. So there's Jeremiah's commission there from the Lord. Now fast forward over to chapter 33. This is a little bit about the restoration of Jerusalem. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the creator of the earth, what he's talking about, isn't it? The Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Psalm 91. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Jeremiah 29, Then ye shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Isaiah 55, Seek ye the Lord where he may be found. See if this sounds familiar here. Call upon him while he is near. Seek the Lord where he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Abundantly. Good for us, huh? Abundantly pardon. We don't deserve no abundantly pardon, do we? But with the Lord we get it anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 4, For the Lord, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with dead bodies of men who have slain in mine anger and in my fury. And for all those all whose wickedness I have hid my face from the city. Jeremiah 32, and he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though you fight with the Chaldeans, you shall not prosper. And the Chaldeans shall come again and fight against the city and take it and burn it with fire. You remember the Chaldeans, that's the fortune tellers, that's the magicians, that's the astronomers. They was considered to be intelligent men because of their reputations here of fortune telling and all the magic stuff. It doth saith the Lord, deceive not yourself, saying the Chaldeans shall surely depart from us, for they shall not depart. Verse 6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them as at the first, like we did the first time. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee. Thank you, Lord. And I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they call thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion. For lo, the day cometh, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people, Israel and Judah. And I will cleanse them from all thy iniquity, verse 8, whereby they have sinned against me, and I will pardon all their iniquities. Thank you, Lord. Whereby they have sinned and whereby they have transgressed against me. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. They shall fear and tremble for the goodness and for all the prosperity that I can procure unto it. Oh my. Ezekiel 36:25, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Isaiah 62, and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. Zechariah 13:1, in that day thou shalt be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanliness. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Amen. Thus said the Lord, again there shall be heard in this place which you shall say to be desolate, without man and without beast, even the city of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem that are desolate, without man and without inhabitant and without beast. Jeremiah 32:43, and fields shall be brought in this land of which you say it is desolate without man or beast. It is given to the hands again to the Chaldeans. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, for his mercy endures forever, 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 and forever. And of them that shall bring the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord, for I will cause to return the captivity of the land as at first, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Jeremiah 16:9, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of mirth, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride. Hebrews 13:15, by him, therefore, let us offer this sacrifice of praise to God continually. Works both ways, don't it? That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Yes, sir. For First Chronicles 16, give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. The book of Ezra 3:11, and they sang together by chorus in praising and giving thanks to the Lord, because He is good, His mercy endureth forever and ever. Amen. Verse 12, thus saith the Lord of hosts, again to this place, which is desolate, without man, without beast. And in all the cities thereof shall be a habitation, the shepherds causing their flocks to lie down. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor, a place of the herds to lie down in, for my people have sought me. Verse 13, the cities of the mountain, the cities of the vale, cities of the south, and the land of Benjamin, and in the place about Jerusalem, and the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Lord. From the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices and meat offerings and incense and bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of the Lord. Leviticus 27, you know, that's the book of laws and rules here. It says, and concerning the tithe, here we go with the tithe again, of the herd and of the flock, even of whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Like passeth, it makes two mentions here of passing under the rod and passing under the hands. It's the same thing as every tenth sheep that comes over, that's the tithe, one tenth. Every tenth that comes over the rod or under the hand or whatever they measure it with, they got a little gate there that says that they go under it. Every tenth one, that's all God wants is a tenth. Every tenth one shall be holy unto the Lord, it says. Verse 14, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will perform the good thing. We like him good things, don't we? Which I have promised to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. For thus saith the Lord, like as I have brought all this great evil upon the people, so will I bring upon them all the good that I have promised them. This is from 14 to the end of 26 is kind of the restoration of the kings. Verse 15, in those days at that time will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up into David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel. Comely means attractive too, doesn't it? Means pleasing to the eye. It means easy to look at. 16, in those days Judah shall be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely. And this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord of Righteousness. And the Lord passed by before him, as Exodus 34, and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and in truth. Thank you, Lord. For thus saith the Lord, David shall now want a man to sit upon the throne of the house of Israel. Neither shall the priests of the Levites want a man before me to offer burnt offerings and to kindle meat offerings and to do sacrifice continually. Psalms 89:29, his seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. Psalms 89:36, his seed shall endure forever. Excuse me. His throne is the sun before me. Luke 1:32, He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Romans 12:1. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is, of course, your reasonable service. Verse 19, and the word of the Lord came again to Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord, if ye can break my covenant of the day, break my covenant of the night, and there should not be day or night in their season. If the ordinance depart from me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also cease from being nations before me forever. Hadn't he? Yes, sir. Verse 21, then may also my covenant be broken with David, my servant, that should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and upon the Levites, the priests, my ministers. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Just about done here. Verse 22, as the host of heaven cannot be numbered, that's the stars of heaven, by the way, neither will the sand of the sea be measured. So will I multiply the seed of David, my servant, and the Levites that minister unto me. Genesis 15, if you remember from our Genesis Bible study, 15:5, and he brought him forth abroad, and he said, look now towards heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said to them, so shall thy seed be. That's God talking to Abraham, if you remember. Genesis 22, that in the blessings I will bless thee, and multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, as the sand which is upon the seashore, and the seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Which begs the old question, which is there more of, stars in the sky or grains of sand on the seashore? Count them and see which ones are most of. Infinite number of both, I guess, isn't it? Certainly so. 23, moreover, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, saying, consider us not what this people has spoken, saying, the two families which the Lord had chosen, he has even cast them off. Thus they have despised my people, that they should be no more a nation before them. Hear, O God, Nehemiah 4, hear, O God, for we are despised, and turn their reproach upon their own head, and give them for prey in the land of captivity. Thou makest us a reproach to our neighbors. He disgraced our neighbors. A scorn and a derision to them that are round about us. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may no more be in remembrance. Right. Verse 25, thus saith the Lord, if my covenant be not with day and night, and if I not appointed the ordinance of heaven and earth, then will I cast away the seed of Jacob and of David my servant, so that I will not take any of his seed to be rulers over the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for I will cause their captivity to return and have mercy and kindness on them. Genesis 8, again, while the earth remain the seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. It's the way it's always been, the way it always will be. Jeremiah 31, thus says the Lord, if heaven above be measured, and the foundations of the earth be searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel. Now I will cause the captivity of Judah, captivity of Israel, to return, and we rebuild them as at first. brings me back to verse 11. The voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of bridegroom, the voice of the bride, the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good. His mercy endures forever, and of them shall bring the sacrifice of praise to the house of the Lord. Amen. One more little scripture, and I will restore thy judges as it is at the first, and thy counselors as at the beginning. Afterwards thou shalt be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city, the word of the Lord.